Exercise 7, page 29.
Various versions. Even though the roots of the Russian language are ancient, it did not really become standardized until the 19th century. One of the people to have the greatest influence on the Russian language was Alexander Pushkin, who, like Shakespeare, is one of the few writers who not only used language, but created it and helped to shape a nation. Although standard Russian is taught across Russia and other Russian-speaking countries, it is not the only form of the language there is. Like most other languages, Russian also has many different dialects. One local dialect that has survived in Russia is called Varguza. Speakers of this dialect live in villages along the coast of the White Sea in the northwest of Russia. The preservation of this dialect may be due to the fact that these villages are quite isolated from the central urban areas of Russia, and because of the linguistic influences from other cultures that trade along these coasts. Another interesting dialect of the Russian language is one that has evolved in modern times among native Russian speakers living abroad. This dialect is a blend of English and Russian. It began life as a way of making communication easier between astronauts on the International Space Station, but it is increasingly being adopted by other native Russian speakers. In New York, you might hear Russian Americans making appointmenti, appointments, or referring to the simkarty, SIM cards in their mobile phones. This is a good example of how people adapt language to make it more user-friendly. Outside influences. What has made the English language a lingua franca is its flexibility. The history of Britain is a tale of many invasions, from Anglo-Saxons to Vikings and Normans to name but a few, and they all left a lasting mark on the development of English as it is spoken today. One of the results of this is that English has always readily absorbed words from other languages, and this is a process that continues to this day. Words like ketchup from Chinese, hoi polloi from Greek, and apparatchik from Russian are all commonly used in English. The language grew not only because Britain was conquered so many times, but also because of the British Empire. Whatever part of the world English took root in, the inhabitants changed the way it was used. Each region has its own dialect of the language, which has added new vocabulary and uses its own unique pronunciation or accent. What is fascinating is that these new variations on the language have also influenced how it is spoken in the land it originated in. English is a language that changes continually because of the vast variety of peoples and cultures that use it.